And today is June 10th, 2021. In less than 24 hours, the state of Illinois will, after a year and a few months, finally break out of the various phases of the coronavirus, the pandemic. We will be able to mix amongst ourselves if we've been vaccinated. We will be at phase five. Tomorrow's the big day. Dr. Ezekiel is on a phone line, the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health. Doctor, welcome back to WGN. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me, John. Happy Thursday.
Yeah, happier Friday. Am I overselling it? I mean, tomorrow's a big day, right, Doctor?
No, today is Phase 5 Eve. It's a big day coming up tomorrow.
That's a good way to put it, Phase 5 Eve. All right, so I it seems like we've been talking about this forever, but I still just want to make sure I'm clear on a couple of things. Will you answer a few questions for us?
I'll do my best.
Well, if you can't do it, nobody can. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. What will or should happen inside buildings tomorrow?
Well, I think the main thing that phase five represents is the absence of capacity limits. So inside buildings, you know, there could have been, depending on the venue, the site, how many people were allowed to be in a space. So those limits, those numbers go to, you know, 100% capacity. You know, indoor people who are vaccinated already could abandon their masks if they felt comfortable doing that. And we are still recommending unvaccinated people, or if you have not finished the sequence, you're not 2 weeks post the final dose, you know, to be wearing those masks indoors, especially if you know you're around, you know, children who are largely unvaccinated, largely because many of them are not eligible to be vaccinated yet.
So if you have been vaccinated, tomorrow when you get up, you go inside a store, you've been vaccinated, should you be wearing a mask then?
Well, I want to be clear that certain stores will have their own rules. I know there are certain establishments and franchises that are not ready to abandon those masking rules inside, you know, inside of their site. So you have to pay attention to the signage and what that company or establishment is saying or what they are requiring.
Sure.
But in general, yeah, it could be. But again, we have to honor what's going on in specific locales.
Right. So I wonder what it's going to be like at the Jewel grocery stores or the Costco's or the Walgreens. And my guess is, Doctor, that they'll still be asking us tomorrow to wear a mask. I haven't seen the signs come down yet. Maybe they will tomorrow. But my guess is they're still going to want us to wear masks regardless of our status inside the stores.
That may be. And I have seen some stores already that said that that vaccinated people didn't have to wear. So I've seen both. And so we'll see what happens on phase five day.
And it's, I guess, just there's nothing you can do about the maybe disagreement one person or one store to another. You know, the state is saying that you don't have to wear a mask or socially distance inside these buildings. Inside these buildings, you do not have to if you've been vaccinated. Now, the store may have a different attitude, but I can already see now the potential conflict between some people who have been anxious to take the dang thing off and feel that they're empowered by what the state has said. We're at phase five, and yet here's this store that won't let me do that. Therein will lie some conflict.
Yeah. No, that I understand that there is potential there. Remember, please, John, that this masking rule is not new to phase five. You know, when the CDC dropped that kind of surprise guidance last month saying that people inside who are vaccinated don't have to use their mask, don't have to distance, that already happened, and we did update our guidance last month. So that's not a change for tomorrow. That's been the law of the land for the last month.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, and I remember that. But now I think I forgot that, and now I've remembered that I forgot that. So, but I mean, so technically, well, that's instructive in this way, then, Doctor. That in fact, mostly we have been wearing the masks inside the stores, us vaccinated folks, even though we didn't have to. We've already been doing that.
Well, some people have and some people have not been. So, again, it's based on what people feel personally in terms of their risk tolerance and what makes them feel comfortable, as well as what the store's rules have dictated by signage or however they let their customers know.
Yeah, and that's really been the guiding, I think, force on a lot of this. What about federal buildings? What about public libraries? Do you know what's going to be happening there tomorrow?
Yeah, so I think libraries are probably going to follow what their local health department has dictated. Again, when we give guidance from the state, the local health departments are allowed to be more stringent. They can't be less stringent, but they can be more stringent. And so those local guidelines will dictate what happens from county to county.
I haven't heard what the city and state are going to do about that. For instance, in state buildings, if I go to the Capitol or the Thompson Center here in Chicago, I guess if I've been vaccinated, I don't have to wear the mask tomorrow, right?
I believe, yeah. I think in the state buildings, you know, we will have the, you know, people have the option if they're vaccinated. Of course, it's on that honor system, but that's why many people who are vaccinated might feel more comfortable in some of those settings to continue wearing their mask. And there should be no mask shaming in the case of vaccinated people continuing to wear their mask.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, too. And then what about doctors and patients asking each other if they've been vaccinated? Do I have the right? Should I have the right? Should they have to be honest with me if I ask a nurse, a doctor, if they've been vaccinated?
I think that patients are always talking to, you know, their trusted healthcare providers, and they're looking for advice. You know, I think that I remember, you know, someone, if I'm recommending a vaccine for a child saying, hey, it's time for this and that, they would say, oh, I forgot about that one. Did you give that to your kids? You know, and that I feel very comfortable, you know, them asking that question because I'm a trusted source. And if I am promoting it, they feel further reassurance that I also had my kids receive the same vaccination. So I think it's appropriate for people to ask. I guess every individual provider can answer how they feel. I will say that 90-95% of docs have been vaccinated with the COVID vaccine. So largely you can know what the answer is ahead of time in terms of has your physician been vaccinated.
So if I went to a wedding reception this weekend and there was 273 people there, all crowded in on the dance floor.
273. Yeah.
That would be okay, right? I mean, it's 100% capacity.
Okay.
That's just so weird.
Yeah.
That's just, I got to get my head around that.
It's going to take some getting used to. It's just going to be, it's a different thing. We changed and did things differently to accommodate, you know, all the necessary mitigations and restrictions. And that took some time, right? That was a little painful, getting used to having your mask and the face covering everywhere you go, and not being able to have large and have 20 people at a table. And so now converting back is going to take some transitioning as well.
Dr. Kevin Most told us the other day that he expects to see an uptick in the positivity rate just because of what's about to happen, but he doesn't think it will be alarming, so much so that we will regret having done what we did on June 11th. Do you expect the same sort of moderate rise in positive tests?
I do. I do agree with that forecast. I think with this much congregating for both people who are vaccinated and unvaccinated, and remembering that, you know, a few small percentage, you know, in that you can count on your fingers, a small percentage of people who have been fully vaccinated might not have had the expected immunity from that vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So when you mix all these people, and then, of course, you have a whole population under 12 that's not vaccinated at all, yes, we definitely would predict that there might be a few more cases, but because of the high rate of vaccination, and that's continuing to grow every day, we still do tens of thousands of vaccines every single day, that effect, as was already stated, will likely be very dampened, very muted.
Give me a short answer to this, Doctor. I'll let you go. Last question. Should we be worried about children who have not even been eligible for the vaccine? How safe is June 11th going to be for them?
No, it's a great question, and we do need to be considerate of these younger populations, especially these populations who may have underlying illnesses that make COVID a more scary thought. And so being mindful of those young people is important. And that might be a reason that you wear your mask in additional settings where you don't have to, but it might be the right thing to do because we care about some other loved ones.
Dr. Ngozi Azike is the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health, and aren't we happy for it? Doctor, it's a pleasure to visit with you. Let's talk again.
Thank you so much.